House Democrats wait to see what role they'll be playing in the investigation of John Swallow. Interest in Ski Link appears to be fading, and community groups in Rose Park try to raise awareness about mental health problems. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, July 16th. I'm Brian Grimmett. House Speaker Becky Lockhart says she will announce on Wednesday the names of the people she's appointed to the Special Investigative Committee of Utah Attorney General John Swallow. In the meantime, Utah House Democrats are left waiting anxiously to see what kind of role, if any, they'll play in the investigation. When the House met a few weeks ago to officially create the Special Investigative Committee, they defeated several attempts from House Democrats to require the body to consist of an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. In the end, the House ultimately voted to give Speaker Becky Lockhart the authority to choose the makeup of the 9-member committee. That means she could technically choose 9 Republicans, although she has said that she won't. House Minority Leader Jennifer Selig was among those pushing for the committee to be split evenly. She says at this point, even a 5-4 split would be fair.
Ultimately, I believe we must remember that in order to make sure that we appear and that people have the confidence that the decisions that we are making are based on fact and not politically motivated, that those party affiliations, that variable needs to be canceled out.
Selig says she's spoken to Speaker Lockhart, and while she doesn't know how many Democrats will be assigned, she feels confident the Speaker will do what's in the best interest of the body.
I have had a great working experience with this particular speaker. I believe that her ultimate goal is to maintain the integrity of the House. It is my expectation that we will have a fair committee.
Governor Gary Herbert has also called a special legislative session beginning Wednesday to allow lawmakers to make legal changes to allow the Special Investigative Committee to subpoena witnesses, grant immunity, and close their meetings under certain circumstances.
Supporters of the Ski Link, or support rather for the Ski Link, which was a tram that would connect Park City with Big Cottonwood Canyon, appears to be fading away. Salt Lake Tribune reported yesterday members of Utah's congressional delegation backed off their support for a bill to sell 30 acres of Forest Service land on the crest of the Wasatch Range for the Ski Link project. And a new management deal signed by the owners of the Canyon Ski Resort could also mean diminished interest in pursuing the idea. The project had a lot of vocal opponents, including Carl Fisher of Save Our Canyons. He's delighted the Ski Link project appears to be losing momentum. Instead, he supports what's called the Wasatch Summit, a long-term planning process for transportation and other issues in the canyons near Utah's urban and resort areas.
Save Our Canyons is participating in this Wasatch Summit. That's where we want to focus our energy, being more proactive instead of reactive to proposals that are seemingly myopic.
The Wasatch Summit planning process grew out of efforts by Salt Lake County to plan for growth in the Wasatch Canyons, but also includes efforts by the Forest Service, Park City, the Town of Alta, and other stakeholders to coordinate their long-term vision.
Mental illness is often difficult for people to talk about, but especially hard if you don't speak the same language as your health provider. Community groups are coming together in Salt Lake City's Rose Park neighborhood today to raise awareness about mental health among minorities. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Mary Burchett is the outreach specialist for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, in Utah. It's an organization that provides free education, support, and advocacy. She says minorities in Utah have particular challenges.
It's that much harder to go through having a mental illness when you are also maybe gay or maybe from a refugee community or Hispanic. You have that extra burden, and so we want to make sure that people know that there's support and that there is help for them. No matter what.
Jacqueline Gomez Arias, founder of NAMI Latino in Utah, says there are not enough mental health professionals with the language skills or cultural awareness to effectively treat minority communities. She says NAMI provides Spanish language education on mental illness and tries to fill in the gaps. She says the community cannot afford to wait for state or county health departments to provide all the resources needed.
If we wait until that happens, we have a large number of people that are going to engage in behaviors that are symptoms of mental health issues like drinking, domestic violence, that affects society as a whole.
Gomez Arias says the most extreme consequence of untreated mental illness is suicide. More information on minority mental health can be found on NAMI's website, namiut.org. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert is asking lawmakers to consider repealing a new law seeking to limit police powers of certain federal officers and rangers on public lands. The federal government has sued the state over the law, and a judge issued an injunction to stop it from taking effect. Herbert is asking legislators to reconsider the law when they meet in a special session on Wednesday. A federal magistrate has ordered Keith Pierce held until his trial on charges of selling an unregistered machine gun. In court Monday, an FBI agent testified Pierce had 100 pounds of ammonium nitrate, a fertilizer that can be used in explosives, in his basement apartment when he was arrested last week. He'd allegedly threatened to bomb the IRS office in Provo, though he hasn't been charged with that. A guitarist for the Utah-based band Dark Seas died Sunday when the van he was traveling in overturned on a freeway in Illinois. Authorities say Colton Erickson of West Jordan died when the van rolled over near Linden, Illinois. Six other people were injured in the accident on Interstate 88. Erickson was 19. Utah County rescue teams pulled 11 people from a sinking boat in Utah Lake near the American Fork Boat Harbor. The American Fork Fire Department helped by towing the boat to shore. Two other sailboats were also towed to safety after the weather turned bad across the lake. A couple stranded on Mount Olympus was rescued early yesterday. Anthony Garcia and Mariah Cox went hiking Sunday afternoon. They ran out of water a few hours later, and when they couldn't find the trail to come down, they called 911. And finally, Solo the young peregrine falcon, hatched on the Joseph Smith Memorial Building in downtown Salt Lake, has died. On July 3rd, he crashed into the Zions Bank Building and suffered spinal and nerve injuries that he was unable to recover from. Salt Lake's downtown falcons have become well-known because of the webcam in their nest box. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, July 16th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.